Next up, we got a band we've heard before, Scorpion. This concert is Love Drive in Japan. The Scorpions were formed in 1965 by rhythm guitarist Rudolf Schenk. And things didn't really gel until Rudolph's younger brother, Michael Schenker, and Klaus Meine joined the band in 72, and they released their debut album, Lonesome Crow. Well, shortly thereafter, Michael Schenker, or actually on the tour for that album, UFO, I guess snatched Michael, took him away from the Scorpions, and he started playing with UFO. And we've heard some of his work with UFO. Killer, to say the least. The Michael Schenker UFO years are by far the best. And his leaving the band led to the breakup of the Scorpions. Wait a minute, stop the bus. How could that happen? Well, they floundered and floundered, and Uri Roth was recruited to step in for Michael to finish the tour, and Rudolph actually joined Uri Roth's band, Dawn Road, I believe the name was. And recruited a couple of the players that had been with Scorpions. And the new band actually had more of Uli Ruth's players than it did Rudolf Schenker's players, but decided on the name the Scorpions because it was more widely known in German circles. Let's fast wind it a few years to the current concert, 1979. Michael Schenker had been playing with UFO and had been booted from the band from alcohol and drug abuse, blah, blah, blah. We've heard that story before. And went back to the Scorpions. And they were working on the new album, Love Drive. Well, he actually recorded a few tracks on the album, and it was a cool three-guitar sound, and was touring with them. But basically, his return booted Matthias Jab off the Scorpions. Well... You know, once a alcoholic, always an alcoholic, and the booze got the best of him. And in April of 79, Matthias Jabs was asked to return, and Michael was booted back off the Scorpions. This concert, unfortunately, is not with Michael. This is September of 1979, and is with Matthias Jabs, but it's a great concert nonetheless. So let's tune in to the Scorpions' Love Drive in Japan. But first, a quick public service announcement from your local station. This is another one of them court-mandated public service announcements that I'm forced to give ever since I got caught doing what I shouldn't be doing. Only losers do crack. All the cool kids do quack. So tune your radio dial to quackhouseradio.net and join a revolution. Ah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Scorpions.
are called Backstage Queen!
Yeah. is from our new album from Love Grow, and this song is called Love You Sunday Morning. Thank you! Woo! How you feeling? Feel all right? Okay. This song is called Love Drive!
Scorpions are high-energy rock and roll. The band has generated tremendous energy both on stage and on record. Their latest LP, produced by Dieter Dierks, titled Love Drive on Phonogram Mercury Records, marks a substantial step forward for the group from their beginnings in Hanover, Germany in the early 70s to their current worldwide success. The Scorpions are a hard rock band destined to be indelible in the annals of rock and roll. On vocals, Klaus Meine. On rhythm guitar, Rudolf Schenker. Matthias Jabs on lead guitar. Francis Buchholz on bass guitar. And Herman Rerbel on drums. We'll return to this rebroadcast from Tokyo of the Scorpions following this word. Let's return to the Scorpions.
song number from the new album, a song about the feeling on the road, and this one's called Always Somewhere.
Life's like a river.
Hope you've enjoyed the Scorpions in this, the second of Phonogram Mercury's network broadcasts. I'm Bill Evans.
Yeah, Scorpions. The next year after this, they released Animal Magnetism in 1980. And shortly after the album was released, Klaus Meine required throat surgery, and for the following album, Blackout, Don Dokken was brought in to provide backup vocals, etc. That album was by far their greatest selling album, and cemented their popularity.